At the U.S. Open here in New York, a lot of the big names have advanced to the next round. Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer, Kim Clijsters, and Venus Williams all made it easily through their matches over the weekend, but there were a few upsets as well. Great Britain's Andy Murray and American John Isner both lost yesterday. WNYC's Amy Eddings was at the U.S. Open to catch yesterday's matches. She has survived that grueling assignment, and she joins us now to give us a recap of all this weekend's actions. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Yeah, it was there were a lot of long matches last night, especially the final match of the evening between Sam Stosur and Elena Dementieva. Stosur taking that in three sets, but that was like the fifth longest match in U.S. Open history,
wow,
ending somewhere around 1:30 last night. So yeah, pretty grueling.
Yeah, that's bad. Well, Amy, let's talk about Andy Murray now, the fourth seed. He lost yesterday to 25th-ranked Stanislas Wawrinka. What happened there? Did Murray choke, or did Wawrinka just outplay him?
You know, it was a little bit of both. Andy Murray took the first set after Wawrinka was ahead in that first set, took it to a tiebreak. Murray won that tough-fought tiebreak. Then it was Murray serving in the second set to go up two sets to love against Wawrinka, and he had 5-2. Wawrinka reels off three in a row. They go to a tiebreak in the second set. Wawrinka's making spectacular shots. He takes the second set, and then for Murray, the wheels just came off. He lost the next two sets after that, mumbling to himself. He has a medical timeout. Wawrinka has a medical timeout, but for Wawrinka, he came back stronger than ever, and Murray just never seemed to get it together emotionally or physically.
And now Wawrinka goes on to play American Sam Querrey. He also managed an upset yesterday. He beat Spain's Nicolas Almagro in straight sets, advancing to the fourth round for only the second time in his career. And here's what Querrey had to say about the American strength of this year's Open after the match.
Four guys in the top 20 is pretty good, you know, compared to Spain's probably the only other country that's got that. And but at the same time, it's, you know, the average sports fan watches the Grand Slams and they watch on Saturday and Sunday in the semis and the finals. And so that's what we need to do. We need to, we need to get some guys there.
Yeah, last, Amy, that was before Querrey's pal John Isner lost his match last night. So Querrey, Marty Fish, and Venus Williams are the only Americans remaining in the draw now. So is there really a chance, do you think, of having an American in the running next weekend?
Well, certainly on the women's side, Venus Williams is looking really good for somebody who hasn't played since Wimbledon and has been nursing a sore knee throughout the summer. She's looking really strong. She could possibly face defending champion Kim Clijsters in the semifinals on her half of the draw. But watch out for Caroline Wozniacki. She has lost just 3 games in this entire tournament so far. She's coming up this afternoon against Maria Sharapova, 3-time slam winner. Going to be her toughest match yet in this U.S. Open. That'll be a really interesting match to watch to see who comes through there. On the men's side, you know, I think Marty Fish, he has to beat Novak Djokovic, number 3rd seed from Serbia this afternoon, and then possibly facing either Roger Federer, who's looking great, mm-hmm, or Robin Soderling, who's a giant killer in the semifinals. He's got a really tough draw. Sam Querrey, there's a possibility we could see him in the semifinals. He's doing really well.
Well, thanks, Amy. Tennis addict Amy Eddings and host of All Things Considered here on WNYC.